welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Do you like poetry? I do. Here's a poem that leads into our subject. There are so many people we meet from day to day. When asked if they are Christians and on the narrow way, I hope so or I trust so, this is the answer given. But, oh my friend, that's not the kind that assures you of heaven. Again, some people tell us to church they do belong. They think that this a Christian makes, but, oh my friend, they're wrong. For unless your name's recorded in the book of life in heaven, 1,000 churches you may join and still be unforgiven. So now, my friend, be honest and look into your soul. Are all your sins forgiven? Does Jesus make you whole? I hope so, or I trust so, at judgment will not do. Salvation with a no-so, God waits to give to you. I'm not sure who wrote that bit of verse, but it surely has a biblical basis. God wants us to have a no-so salvation. Our last lesson was on that subject, the subject of a sure salvation. We took up verses that help us to know for sure that we are saved. Our lesson today is titled, Kept Forever. He saves us and keeps us. By the way, if you'd like this entire 12-lesson course, which is titled Lessons for Christian Living, stay tuned for a special announcement at the close of the program. Now, lesson 3, Kept Forever. Can a saved person ever perish? Let me repeat that question. Can a saved person ever perish? If a person has been truly born again, he can never perish, according to the Bible. The believer is safe and secure forever. We are now going to look at 7 passages as evidence of this glorious truth. We hope you will follow these closely, yes, even looking them up in your Bible. Our first reference is John 10, verses 27 through 29. I'll repeat the references twice so that you can look them up and also write them down. This first one is John 10, verses 27 to 29. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them. And they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Notice these words of Christ. I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish. Plant your feet on that. This is the promise of Christ without any conditions attached. No sheep of His will ever perish. Notice, too, that both Christ and the Father hold you securely. Now let's continue the study with John 5:24. That's again the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and the 24th verse. The Lord Jesus speaking, Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Here again, the Lord Jesus Christ makes it clear. He promises that the person who hears His word and believes on the one who sent Him has everlasting life and will not come into condemnation or judgment. If one believer were ever lost, then the Son of God would have failed to keep His promise. That's an important consideration. Let me repeat it. If one believer were ever lost, then the Son of God would have failed to keep His promise. But we know He keeps every promise. Now, John 3:36. Look it up. Again, it's in the Gospel of John, and it's in the 3rd chapter, and the last verse of the chapter, verse 36. The Lord Jesus speaking, He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Notice those words again. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. It does not say he will have eternal life. He has it at the present time. And how long is eternal or everlasting? Clearly, it is forever. Let us pause right here and meditate on that verse. That's John 3:36. Let it speak to your heart. John 3, verse 36. This is the Emmaus Bible Hour, and we're studying the course, Lessons for Christian Living. For those of you who have the course, we're on Lesson 3 and page 1 of that lesson, Kept Forever. We've been going over verses in the Bible that tell of the Lord's keeping power. Our next verses are Romans 8, 38 and 39. That's the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Apostle Paul announces that neither death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, nor depth can separate the Christian from the love of God. And lest the child of God might worry that he might separate himself from the love of God, Paul adds, nor any other created thing. The believer is as safe as God can make him. Let me repeat that. The believer is as safe as God can make him. Our next one is 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. That's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. The last part of the verse. I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Paul here expresses his confidence that Christ is able to guard or keep what Paul has entrusted or committed to him, that is, his soul. Another verse along that line is John 6:39. That's back to the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, the 39th verse. The Lord Jesus Christ speaking, and this is the will of him who sent me, that of all that he has given me I lose nothing, and raise it up on the last day. John 6:39. God has entrusted Christ with the preservation of all believers. Is it possible that Christ could be unfaithful to his trust? We know he is faithful in every detail. Now to a verse back at near the end of the New Testament in that little book of Jude, Jude 24. That's the 24th verse of Jude. And as you know, there's only one chapter in Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The Lord Jesus is the one who is able to keep Christians from falling. He is able to keep us and take us safely to heaven. Christians are no more able to keep themselves saved than they were able to save themselves in the first place. Christians are no more able to keep themselves saved than they were able to save themselves in the first place. But Christ is able. And then our final verse is in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 30th verse. You probably noted that the 8th chapter of Romans is an important chapter on this subject, as well as the Gospel of John. Now Romans 8:30. And whom he predestinated, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. These he also glorified. We're interested in that last word, glorified. It says he glorified them. Rather, he says he justified them and also glorified them. Every saved person is glorified. Although Christians do not have their glorified bodies, yet it's certain that God speaks of it as an accomplished fact. If you are justified, then as far as God is concerned, you're glorified too. In other words, the Christian is just as sure as heaven as if he were already there. In regard to the subject of the Christian's security, there are some other facts that we should remember. A Christian does not lose his salvation when he sins. Christ has already paid the penalty for all of his sins, past, present, and future. God will not demand payment twice. Since Christ has died for my sins, I will never have to die for them. God, the righteous judge, forgives the sinner who believes in Christ. But when a Christian does sin, he displeases his heavenly Father, and the happy family spirit that should exist between the child and his father remains broken until that sin is confessed. Notice clearly that there is a big difference between God the judge dealing with a sinner and God the Father dealing with an erring child. In the former case, judge and sinner, the penalty for sin is death and hell. In the latter case, father and child, the result of sin is broken fellowship. But always remember that the Christian cannot sin cheaply. If a child of God wanders away from the Father, he can expect to be corrected. The Father might use sorrow or suffering to bring him back. In some cases, God even removes him from this scene. His body dies, but his soul is saved. It speaks of such a case in 1 Corinthians 5:5. Here we read of one being delivered to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, but that his spirit is saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. That was 1 Corinthians 5, verse 5. While a Christian can and does, unfortunately, commit acts of sin, no true child of God lives a life of continual sin. Someone has well put it, a Christian is not sinless, but he does sin less. If a person can keep on sinning without being brought back to fellowship with God through chastenings, it is a sure sign that he was never born again. Our security must not be an excuse to sin, but rather an incentive not to sin. There are several verses in the Bible which might seem to indicate that Christians can be lost again. However, if you examine them carefully, study the context, you will find that they refer to those who merely pretend to be Christians, or to those who have known the way of salvation and have rejected it. Nowhere do the Scriptures say that a truly born-again person can perish. It is only such persons who are secure. And thus we conclude this very important subject on being kept forever. If you have questions, please send them to us. Stay tuned for information on how to get this entire 12-lesson course. It's titled Lessons for Christian Living. You've been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.